is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Police in Canada say the driver of a car struck revelers at a street festival just after 8 p.m., killing and injuring an unknown number of people. It happened in Vancouver. Police chief there, Steve Rye.
At approximately 8:14 p.m., a lone suspect drove through a crowded community event. That male was taken into custody at the scene by the crowd.
The BBC's Simon Jones.
BBC has spoken to one man who was running a food stall for the festival, and he said that he looked up and he saw a car heading towards his stall. He heard the engine rev. He managed to get out of the way, but it happened so quickly he said he wasn't able to alert anyone else. He had customers queuing up to buy food, and he said that some of his customers were killed, and in the aftermath of it, he saw dead bodies in the street.
Police there have just announced that the incident is not an act of terrorism. President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky met privately ahead of the funeral of Pope Francis. The White House calls it a very productive discussion.
So it's about how to bring peace closer and how was resultative positive Paris and London. And we want to continue such meetings to bring peace to Ukraine.
Ukraine says the two leaders are working to arrange another meeting. The Trump administration's Department of Government Efficiency claims it saved $160 billion, but an analysis by a group that focuses on the federal workforce says DOGE has actually cost taxpayers billions.
The analysis was conducted by the nonpartisan research and advocacy group Partnership for Public Service. It calculated the costs associated with putting tens of thousands of federal employees on paid leave, rehiring mistakenly fired workers, and lost productivity. The group says the cost of those and other of DOGE's actions add up to $135 billion, and that doesn't include the expense of defending numerous lawsuits challenging what DOGE has done, nor the billions in lost tax collections because of staff cuts at the IRS. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Francis Ford Coppola receives the American Film Institute's Lifetime Achievement Award. Steven Spielberg and George Lucas were among those who presented it to him in Los Angeles.
The greatest reward as a practitioner of cinema is when a young person who's made a film comes to you and said that he saw your film and that's what made him want to make films. And that has happened to me a few times, and that is the most wonderful award you can get if you're a filmmaker.
Actor Robert De Niro told Coppola that he changed his life. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-929-1313. 800-929-1313. Again, that's 800-929-1313.
According to a new study, water bills are going up almost everywhere.
The average monthly water bill in America is up 7% from last year. Economist Taylor Boley with the Bank of America Institute.
Water utility payments were more than twice the rate of overall inflation.
The Mid-Atlantic region saw the greatest increase in prices at almost 10% in 1 year. The reason for these higher costs? Extreme weather, growing populations, and aging infrastructures.
It's another stressor in an overall general economic environment where there are so many cost of living pressures right now.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The wife of an active duty Coast Guardsman was arrested this week by federal immigration authorities inside the family residential section of the U.S. Naval Air Station at Key West after she was flagged in a routine security check. Her work visa expired around 2017, and she was marked for removal from the U.S. a few years later. She and the Coast Guardsman were married earlier this year. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies across the area today. A southeast breeze with highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, partly cloudy and mid-40s. On Monday, we'll see some storm chances out there. Partly sunny, mid-60s. Better chance of severe weather Monday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Baby, baby, try to find. A little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a building? Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of the
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I'm not afraid to
local news. And now, timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
that's the way it must be. Okay, I guess I'll go on home. It's late, there'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Wow.
move me. But I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. You move me.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, oh, address it to my wife.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. The white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you really need? Cheer up, sleepy
WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the
sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
what she always does to me. Maybe it's the clothes she wears, or the way she combs her hair. Oh, that makes me wanna tell her that I care.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
just my style?
Everything about it
drives me wild.
Don't you know that she's
fine, so
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A 30-year-old local man is under arrest in Vancouver after police say he plowed into a street party. Police write on social media they do not believe it was an act of terror. Pete Fry is a Vancouver City Councilor.
It was a fantastic event, and to see it turn so horrible so quickly and unexpectedly has, I think, our entire city in shock. We still don't really know the extent of people who were hurt or killed. Just an ugly, brutal, meaningless, tragic event.
And it is still unknown how many people were killed. We do not know exactly what was said, but after that disastrous white